Wir haben daf, samach vav omed alef. We have one more Tosfos on the previous sugya. Rabbi had a suffix, if Yush is koine midaraisa, or it's koine midarabono. And the reason it should only be koine midarabono, not midaraisa, kiven de bisure asoy liyode. Midarabono hu daoma rabono nikne mibnei takona sashoven. So Tosfos says, "Kivin de bisura osi liyodei, mikan mashme sheyish ein kehefke gomo. Dimkein, afilu bosor de osi liyodei bi isure yochel liknois mina hefke." Now, what is pshat in Tosfos? The gdoyle achoinim. The Sivis and Simon Reish Samach Beis, the Ksois and Simon Tavov, explain this Tosfos as follows. We have a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim by Hefker, Masechtas Nedorim. If Hefker kematone, this is a lotion of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, "Hefke kematone, ma matona daosi l'shuzoiche, av hefke daosi l'shuzoiche." Which means that when a person is mafkir something, it is still his. But the accomplishment of hefke is that someone else can take it. Like this, if it's not hefke, so something that belongs to Reuven, it is impossible for Shimon to acquire it without Reuven being maknet to him. Hefker is a chalois that after he's mafker it, if Shimon wants to be zeichen it, he can be zeichen it. But before he's zeichen it, it still belongs to Reuven. That is shitas Rabbi Yossi by Hefker. The Chachamim say no. Hefker, as soon as a person is mafker something, it's not his anymore. It doesn't belong to Reuven. Zokta Nesivis, now Tosfos is coming to tell us that Yiyush, according to everyone, is equivalent to Hefka, according to Rabbi Yossi. That the gather of Yiyush is, after a person is Miyayish, it does not mean that it doesn't belong to him. It belongs to him. It's still his. No, the din of Yiyush is that a person can make a kinyan in it. That's the heter of Yush is that there is an afsholos, there's a possibility that if someone wants to be zeiche, Shimon wants to be zeiche in Reuven's money, and Reuven was miyayish, I could be zeiche in Reuven's money. But, Kozman, I wasn't zeiche, it still belongs to Reuven. And therefore the Nesiva says another chiddush. The Nesiva says as follows. The Nesiva says, what'll be the din? Let's say you have Reuven and Shimon walking in the street, and Reuven tells Shimon he lost his golden watch, and he's miyayish, feilach asor and kiss. He doesn't have any havamina, he'll ever find it. So Reuven tells Shimon he's miyayish, right? They're walking another block, and then they see a gold watch in the middle of the street. And Reuven says, "That's my watch." So Shimon goes and runs and grabs it. Zukta Nesivis, it won't belong to Shimon. Because Yiyush, it always was Reuven's. Till Shimon will be Zeiche. It always was Reuven's, Kozman, there was a Yiyush from Reuven. Now, as soon as Reuven saw his watch, he's not Miyayish anymore. Yiyush is, if he's in a matzav of Yiyush, so a person could take over the bailus of the previous bailum. So Kozman, Reuven is a Miyayish. So Memela Shimon can take it over. The minute he saw it, he doesn't have to be zoich in it again. It always was his. And now the year stopped. If the year stops, so Shimon won't be zoich. This is what the Nesiva says. That is the gather of Yush. Now, Tosfos says over here that the Gemara is a shaila. if Yiyush is koine by Zeile, since it's Bisura also Liyodai. And as I said before, Ukfar Nischayev Bahashove, that means there is a factor that is counteracting the Yiyush. Akiyen is Miyayish, but Amidis Achiyev Hashove, Amidis Achiyev Hashove. So the Chiyav HaShove makes it impossible for me to be kind. How is Mechiyav HaShove? I can't be kind. So I'll tell you first what the Nesiva says, and then Lechev and Taisvis, I think, is mashm even more than what the Nesiva says. So the Nesiva says as follows. If we would say that Yiyush makes it Hefker, so it's not the Bailams anymore. Zuknesimis Afilu, we will assume that since it's Chalachiyav Ashov on me, I can't be koinit. Fine. I can't be koinit. But, it's, the Bailam are Meyayish, so it's Hefkel. It's Hefkel. So the Bailam can't come over to me and the Bailam can't take it. It's not the Bailam's either. I can't be koinit, but it's nobody's now. It's not the Bailams, because if Yiyush makes it Hefker, so it's not the Bailams either. And the Gemara seems to say not like that. If Yiyush is Loikoni, so the Bailam takes it. Why should the Bailam take it? It's not his. Good, I can't be Koina. We will say Yisura Sayodi, since you are Mechuyim Losh, you can't be Koina. Fine, I can't be Koina. But it doesn't belong to the Nignav either. It became always his. But if you learn, the way we said before, that Yiyush is always the Bailams. No, Yiyush is always the Bailams. No, the gather of Yiyush is that after Yiyush, I'm capable of being koined that which belongs to him. It means even though it's his, but Yiyush gives a heter schiye b'momen shaloi. So Manela belongs to the Bailam. Now, the Ganev can't be zeichen it, because since Bisura Saliyodai, since he is already Chal Achiyev Hashav on him, he can't be zeichen b'momen shel anigna. So Mamela says to give it back to the Nigna, because it still is the Nignavs. He can't be zeichen anymore the moment of the Nigna. But if it would be Hefker, and Achsma von Taisus, I think we'll see later that it would be Hefker, so, but Shat Chal Achiyev Hashav it. But there's no more Achiyev HaShove because it doesn't belong to him anymore. So L'chayred Afilu, the Ganev should be able to be Koine if we will assume that Yiyush is like Hefker. So L'chayred, this is what Taisvus is saying. Kivin de Bisura Osa Liyodai. So there's a svara to say that the Ganev can't be Koine. Is Mikan Mashme She Yiyush Ein Ke Hefker Goma. That means the chalois that Yiyush accomplishes is not the same chalois that Hefker accomplishes. The imkain, because if it would be the same, afilu bosa the osel yodei b'isure, even though it was osel yodei b'isure, and there was really chalachiyav ashove, yuchaliknais mina Hefker. Why can he be kinder from Hefker? Taisa would seem he could also be, why not? And it is a Chiyav HaShavah to the Bailam. There's no Bailam anymore. So Mamela, so he himself would be able to be Koina Mina Hefker. So we see that after Yiyush, it is still the Bailams. And Yiyush is only a Heter Liskois Mina Bailam. And if it's Bisura Asala Yodai, there's a Chiyav HaShavah, he doesn't have this Heter. He doesn't have this capability of being Zoyche Mina Bailam. Vahadama Bashileyah Nisyashti Miploini Avdi. There's a Gemara Nashileh that says Nisyashti Miploini Avdi. Loiboy get shicho Yamrinan Hamavkir Avdi Yotzalakhiris. Vein Tzorich get shicho. The Gemara says if a person is miyuish from his Evid, so the Evid becomes Ois Evid. If we hold a mafker avdo yotz lecheres ve'ein tzorich ket shicha. So Taisvus has a problem. So let us first try to understand the problem that Taisvus had. There's a member of Shmuel Mesechtes Gittin. Shmuel said, "I'm going to make a chiddush." Shmuel said that a eved only the dinei abdus only remain on an eved kozman he's an eved ish. The types of an eved is he has an odin, mishi yesh reshus rabbi olov, that's called an eved. Zok Shmuel. Hamafkir avdoi, if a person was mafkir the eved, so mamele is no more an eved to this person because he was mafkir. Ain't tzorich get shich. It doesn't need a get. He's ois eved. That means the whole concept of an eved with all the dinim, the yisurim, and the, is only kozman, he's an evedish. That's called an eved. Hamafkir avdoi, ain't tzorich get shich. Because he's not an evedish anymore. He's not an evedish. He doesn't have an odin. So he's not, doesn't have a shame eved. That's a member of Shmuel. The Gemara says in Gittin, what'll be nisiyashti miploini abdi? What if a person is a kaisi? He was miyayish from the eved. He wasn't mafke the eved. He was miyayish the eved. So the Gemara says, the loy boy get shich amrin in hamafke. Abda yotza lecheiris. According to Shmuel, if you're the mafke avdoi, is ein tzorich get shichu, so nishyashti, also ein tzorich get shichu. So now let's understand the problem which Tosfos had from this Gemara. Tosfos just said a chiddush, that what? That yush is not like hefka. Yush still belongs to the Bailam HaRishonim. No, by Yish, there is a din that you could be Zeiche from the Baila Morishayna. But Kozman, you're not Zeiche, it belongs to the Baila Morishayna. So Taisvus had a Mordike Kasha, so watch out, Nisyashti, Miploini, Abdein, Zor, Getshitro. After the Yish, he's still called an Avedish. What's the comparison, Nisyashti, Miploini, Abdei, to Amavkir Avdei? Amavkir Avdei, he doesn't have a bailam anymore. The bailam was mafke his bailas, so he doesn't belong to anybody. So that is a yesod. You only have a shame eved if you have an odoy. If you don't have an odoy, you're not called an eved. Fine. But nisyashti miploini avdi, Tosfos said yush is not like hefke. Yush means it still belongs to the bailam. It belongs to the bailam. That's what they said, this is a chiyav hashava. It belongs to the bailam. So if it belongs to the bailam, So he's an Avedish. So why does he need to get Shichel? That's Tosfos Kasha. That's Tosfos had a problem with this Gemara. And that's why Tosfos has a problem with this Gemara, but now we'll have to see what Tosfos is going to answer. But that is the problem. After the Chiddush, that Yish is not like Hefke, and after Yish, he's still considered a Bailam, so he's still called an Avedish. So why doesn't he need to get Shichel? Come to Nesivis. So Nesivis says, I'll tell you a teretz on Tosfos Kasha. Nesivis wants to say a teretz on Tosfos Kasha. Zuk to Nesivis. 100%. Yiyush is Taki, is still the Bailam. He's still an Avedish. 100%. But by Yiyush, there's a din that even though something belongs to Reuven, Shimon can be Zeich in it. That means the Bailas of Reuven does not prevent Shimon to be zeich in it. That's the mahus of Yush. Yush, it's yours, but someone else can be zeich in it. Zok the Nesivis. So, if the Bailam were miyayish, so now the Eved is zeich in himself. So Mamela is zeich Evedish. So Mamela, so Sam for Tosfos Kasha. This is what the Nesivis wants to fend for. Ain't no chenami after Yiyush. It still belongs to the Bailam. But Al Kaponim, the gather of Yiyush is that it's something that belongs to the Bailam, that a person can acquire and take away from the Bailam. So David will take himself away from the other. So Mamil, that's what he doesn't say. Now he's no Mavadish. What's the difference? What'll be if an Eved belonged to Reuven, and Reuven was Miyayish? So it's still Reuven's Eved. So Shimon can be Zeich and the Eved. Because that's the get of Yish. It's yours, but I can be Zeichen and what you possess. So just like Shimon can be Zeichen the Eved, so the Eved can also be Zeichen the Eved. So the Eved is Zeichen the Eved, because Yish al Kaponim creates an Efsharus to take over the Bailus of the previous Bailam. So Mamil, so that's why he's not an Evedish. That's what the Nesibis wants to say. But there's a Meredike Taina on this from the Be'er Yitzchok. The Be'er Yitzchok says that there's a big chilik. That's 100% true. If Reuven was Meyayish from his Evet, so Shimon can go and take over the Evet. That's Yish. Yish means it's yours, but I can take over your Bailus. But by an Evet is a big problem. By an Evet is a din, Evet doesn't have a yad. Gufay koni to the Odin. So Kol's man, he belongs to the Odin. He can't be Zeichen himself. He can only be Zeichen himself if he'll become ice belonging to the Yadin. He doesn't have a Yad. Masha kon Evet kon Rabbi. He doesn't have a Yad. The Odin can't give him to himself because he doesn't have a Yad to be kind to himself. So Memele, so he says, so Taismus is right. So Taismus is 100% right. Taismus has a big problem over here. That if you'll say that Yish, if we'll say that Yish is, he still belongs to the Bailam, so we're stuck, he still belongs to the Bailam, and the Eved can't be Zoiche in himself, because he doesn't have a Yad to be Zoiche, it's Gufay Koni. You can't tell to the Eved to battle. Beryl can be Zoiche in the Eved, because that's the din of Yish. Beryl has a Yad to be Zoiche in the Eved, but the Eved doesn't have a Yad to be Zoiche in himself. So that is Tais Viskash. So Tais had a Mordike problem. That's Tais Viskash. So that will appreciate Tais Viskash. Vahod Omar Bashaylayach Nisya Ashti Miplaini Abdi Dloiboy Get Shicho Yamrin and Amavke Abda Yotzel Lechers Mainzoch Get Shicho. Lai mishum, now don't say mishum dechim mishyai shereyu mafkiroi, that hefker, I mean, that's only what we'll say, hefker is equivalent to yish. You can't say that. The yish have a hefker in kaina philosophy yodi bisuri, kibin shem mafkir zochebe, then we'll be back shver agaba. You can't say pshat and agamore that yish is like hefker because then you don't know pshat and agamore. So why can't he be zoche? Kibin shem mafkir zochebe, what's game on bisuri osuli yodi? Elohos am ein der Taime. Chi heichi de behefker ein zorich get shicho, le fische ein rischus le rabbi olo, och iname ike shenis yayish ein le rabbi rischus olo. And yet we have to understand what Taisvis is answering. So the Bichas Avram says pshat in Taisvis as follows. That the shame eved is if rischus rabbi olo, if the rabbi, rishus means shlitas rabbi olam. That's a touch rishus. An eved is only called an eved if the rabbi has a shlita over him. He says, but over here, let's forget about the eved. But if Beryl will come and want to be zeichen him, so he no more belongs to the rabbi. If Yankel wants to be zeichen, he doesn't anymore belong to the rabbi. So memele. Since the Yish weakens his ownership, he doesn't have now Shlita over the Eved, because everyone else could take away his Shlita. So that alone is not considered Rishus Rabbi Olof. So Memele, that's why he becomes Ois Eved. That means even though still now the Eved belongs to his Rabbi, and we said that you only lose the shame Eved if you is Ein Rishus Rabbi Olo. So Taish says this is also called Ein Rishus Rabbi Olo. Why is this called Ein Rishus Rabbi Olo? Because the bailus that the rabbi has is not an absolute bailus. Everyone can take it away from him. Shimon can take it away. Levi can take it away. It's after Yish. So it's a bailus that's not an absolute bailus. Since it's not an absolute bailus, this is not considered Rishus Rabbi Olof, even though the Eved still belongs to the Rabbi. But it's not called Rishus Rabbi Olof. because his rishus is very backaldic, it's very weak. Everyone can take it away from him. So that alone makes it ein rishus rabbi olo, and that's why he doesn't even get shichur. That's how the Rish Avraham seems to say pshat in Tosfos. Lefisha ein rishus rabbi olo. Chinamik sheyishayish ein le rabbi rishus olo. Eisvei Rav Yosef l'Rabba. But now l'maisa, we have to understand, we're now in a sugya. We hear where Amachlokes, Rav Yosef and Rabba, is yiyush koine by a gazla. Rabba says it's koine, and Rav Yosef says it's not koine. Gazel chometz v'ovar olav ha-pesach. Oim aloi harei shaloch lefonech. We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah is of a person stole chametz, and so the gazlan after Pesach goes and takes this chametz, he gives it to the other. Harei shaloch lefanech. Aim aloy lenigzal zekrash harei shaloch lefanech. Ve'en kamei shehu. The hezek she'enei nikeru. It's a hezek she'enei nikeru. Now let's just explain what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi is telling us a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara, this is how Tosfos explains the Gemara. There's a Shaila in the Gemara in Gittin, if Hezek she'eino niker shmei Hezek. Now, this machlokes, if Hezek she'eino niker shmei Hezek, means as follows. There is a concept of loss, and there's a concept of damage. These are two different things. For example, a person has trume, and the Reuven has trume, and Shimon is metama the trume. So now he can't eat it anymore. If for Clara Shaila, did Reuven have a loss? Definitely. Before the trume was edible, now the trume is tame, he had a tremendous loss. And loss, there's no Shaila. But one does not pay for losses, one pays for damages. And now there's a machloikis, is hezek she'enei niker, a damage which is not niker to the naked eye, does that have a shame damage? Maybe it doesn't have a shame damage. One pays for a damage. Now there's a machloikis, if hezek she'enei niker, shmei hezek, even though it's not seen with the naked eye, but it's Tomei, some Amela that's called, he was Mazik the Tume. For Hezek Shane Nikah, Loi Shmei Hezek. Since it's not Nikah, it doesn't have a shame. It's not called a damage. Machlokes, do you have to pay? Don't you have to pay? Fine. So Tosfos says, in Gittin, if we will assume that a Hezek Shane Nikah, Shmei Hezek, it's called a damage, so Tosfos said then it would be considered a shinui. So if a gazlan stole something and a hezek sheinei niker occurred, he can't say arei shaloch lefanecha because it's not kasha gozel. It's different. It was genizik. It was damage. You stole from me a dovo sholem and you're returning a damaged thing. So maybe he can't say arei shaloch lefanecha. Because ein lecha shinui gozel mizeh. That's called a shinui. And so shinui is koine. If you hold hezek sheinei nikah loy shmei hezek, so there's no shinui. It's kasha gozel. It's the same. It's the same. So that's what Rashi says over here. He can say harei sheloch lefonecha when it's ben the hezek sheinei nikah. Rashi has to add this on, because how can you say Reish Loch Necho? There was a Shinui. You can't say Reish Loch Necho. Gozel Behema V'Iskino. You can't say Reish Loch Necho. You stole a young Behema and are giving me a Zekena. This is a Shinui. You can't say Reish Loch Necho. So right over here, now he's giving back Chometz Atosa Bano, Chometz Shovel of a Pesach. It's worthless. So now she says, no. Hezek Sheinei Nikolai Shmei Hezek. There's no hezek over here. So if no hezek, it's not called a shinoi. So maybe we can say Reish Loch Lefanecha. That is pshat in this Rashi. Reish Loch Lefanecha be'en kamei shehu. The hezek she'enei nikeru. It's a hezek she'enei nikeru. V'hai, take the Gemara, fine. So now we understand, there's no shino, you can say Reish Lo Fonecha. Take the Gemara, v'hai, given the motor, either Nisure, but when this man Isser came, v'adai miyayish, the Bible was miyayish already, it's a rega before the Isser Chometz is going to be chal, now already, it's never, he sees what's going to happen, it's not here, and it's going to be Kabasa Banon. He's Miyayish. Bisalke Daitach Yiyush Kone, Amai Oimaloi Haresha Loch Lefonecha. If Yiyush is Kone, so it belongs to the Ganev. A Ganev is Kone be Yiyush. So you can't say Haresha Loch Lefonecha, it's not yours, it's mine. The Ganev was Kone. So how can you say Haresha Loch Lefonecha? Domi mal ye boy shlumile. She has to pay for it. It's yours. The chametz belongs to you. Yish is kaine. So memele. So the chametz became yours. So that's an areisha loch leponecha. So memele. So how can he return it? So this was Rav Yosef's kasha. So you see from this that yish is like kaine. So the ganef wasn't kaine. So memele wasn't kaine. It's areisha loch leponecha. Amalei, so Rabbi said, please, ki kamina ano, that what I said that Yish is koine, ze misyayish vize roitze liknois. That means you need two things. That the Bailam is miyayish, now, and the Ganef wants to be koine. So memele, so then the fact is so that Yish is koine. The Ganev wants to be kaine is kaine. Hai ze misyayish vize einay reitze liknais. But here, the Ganev is not a fool. Why should he want to, what does he have to be kaine? He has no reason to be kaine. We kaine, he'll be able, he won't be able to say reitze loch lefanecho, so he doesn't want to be kaine. So Mela, so the Ganev does not want to be kaine. If he doesn't want to be kaine, he's not kaine. So Mela, that's what you say, reitze loch lefanecho. This is the teretz that Rabbi said. Agav Uche, the Ktsois and Simen Tovov, says from this Gemara, he brings a raya from this Gemara, a raya to the Yesod, which we mentioned in the beginning of the Shir, that the Nesiva said, that the Gedder of Yush is, the Gedder of Yush is that still belongs to the Bailim, but you can take it away from the Bailim. It still belongs to the Bailim. So the choice we have enough in the Gemara. If you'll say that Yush is Hefker, so what's that Areisha Loch Lefonecha? I'm sorry, it's not mine. This Chometz is not mine. I was Miyayish from it. It's not mine. So how can you say Areisha Loch Lefonecha? Is Arai, is it the choice also the same Yisod? That after Yush, it still belongs to the Nigna. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, but the Ganem is Koinit. The Ganem is Koinit. The Ganev has no intent to be koinet. So it belongs to the Lignav. So after Pesach, he comes over, he is your chometz. Areisha loch lefonach. Fine. That is Poshet Pshat in the Gemara. Agav Uche, the Beis Halevi, brings a raya from this Gemara. There's a machloikis arishayim if Issar Ano is called Shaloi or not Shaloi. So the Beis Halevi, now this chometz is also bano. Chometz shavu peches is also bano. So if you say Yisar Hano is not shaloi, so how can you say Rei Shaloch lefanecho? Here's a new problem over here. It's not shaloch. It became ois nignas. So the Beis HaLevi is a raya from this Gemara. Yisar Hano is shaloi. If it was shaloi, it remains shaloi. Fine. That is... that is Poshep Shat in this Gemara. Now, we'll just the Vayel Demona Ha'ore from Rabbi Chanan, which he asks on this Gemara. There's a Tosfos further, Daf Samech Tes Amud Aleph, declares if Yiyush is Kaine, if Yiyush is Kaine, let us say like this, Reuven gambled something from Shimon. And we hold like Rabbi that Yush is koine. Fine, Yush is koine. So, Kol Alme, so according to Rabbi, Yush is koine. So, when Shimon is Miyayish, and the Chayfetz is Bershusay Shelvuven, it's in his Chotzer, we'll make a Maisa Kinyan, he'll be koine. That's it. The Rabbi says, Yush is koine. Finished. So when he's Miyayish, the Ganav could be koine. Zaktais says, but what will the din be if the behemoth is standing now b'shus harav? The Bailam was Miyayish, the Ganav is in his house, the behemoth is standing in b'shus harabim. Who does the behemoth belong to now? After the Yish of the Bailam, the Ganav did not make a Maisa Kinyan yet, who does it belong to? So Taisvus has a suffix. One tzad Taisvus says, this is the second tzad of Taisvus. It doesn't belong to the Ganav. The Ganav didn't make a Maisa Kinyan, so it still belongs to the Bailam. If we'll say that together of Yish is, it still belongs to the Bailam, and someone can be Zeiche, so someone else will be Zeiche, will be Zeiche. If the Ganav will make a Maisa Kinyan, the Ganav will be Zeiche. But Ba'asher Husham, in this Zman, when the Bailam was Miyayish in its Pershus Arabim, and the Ganav did not make a Maisa Kinyan, it still belongs to the Bailam. And it doesn't belong to the Ganav, because the Ganav wasn't Kainet. Taisa says the second tzad, that it belongs to the Ganav. That it belongs to the Ganav already. Belongs to the Ganav, I feel he didn't make a Maisa Kinyan. So how is he koine? Now this is already, this is a kunz. It should belong to the Ganev. He was Miyash, he belongs to the Gan. So it seemed from Taisvis that together we had mentioned what's the lomdus that Shinoi is koine. So we had mentioned from the Gdoile Achoinim, really a Ganev has kinyonim. No, the Chiev Hashove is Mavkiya. The schus to be koine. You made a maisa kinyan, but there's the chiyav hashove. So the chiyav hashove is mafkiya that he can't be zoichin. The minute there's a shinui, so there's no chiyav hashove anymore. Ve'ishav asagzela, asher gozel, kasher gozel. There's no chiyav hashove. It belongs to the God. So Rabbi Chana wants to say that that's what Taisvus holds also. Taisvus holds over there, after Yiyush, there's no Chiyav Hashav anymore. Since the Bailam of Miyayish, there's no Chiyav Hashav to the Bailam anymore. So there's no Chiyav Hashav, so the Ganav is Koyne, if it's in the middle of the street. So then we have a shtickle problem. So if the Ganav is Koyne without a Maisa Kinyan, L'choyre, Afilu Eina Reitze Liknais, he should also be Koyne. This is a ha'ore that Rabbi Chanan asks. We'll not go into this ha'ore now, but this is a problem on this Gemara. But if you learn like the second Mahalach in Taisvis, so then this Gemara is understandable. And the Gemara means that he doesn't want to be Zeichet. That it's in his Rishus, he doesn't want to be Zeichet. So he wasn't Zeichet, so it still belongs to the Bailam. So you can say, Erei Shalach Lefonech. Eisvei Abaye l'Rabbe. Now Abaye est akasha l'Rabbe. Kolbonoi v'loi hagozel. We have a posik in Vayikra, im oilo kolbonoi v'loi hagozel. So it's only an oilo if it's kolbonoi, it's his. The gozel Lav l'rotzein osoi. If it's a stolen beheime, it's not a kol. Kasal kedaitoch, the Sigmar understood, what does it mean a gegazel to beheime is not l'rotzen? The gozel beheime schulen. Ba'aisi hechidome ineimo. Now, the Gemara, we have here a posik that a kolbonoi v'loi hagozel, and the Gemara understood now, that means that, but let's first say what the Pasuk is telling us. Before the wise, let's understand the what. The Pasuk is telling us as follows. It means that if Reuven stole Shimon's behemoth, And then Reuven is magdish it. It's apostle a kol. That's the chiddush. You're being makriv a kol. You're being magdish a stolen goods. It's apostle a kol. A miyut kol bonoi v'loy agos. Fine. Direct the Gemara hechidomi. Now let's understand this pasuk. What is the case that the pasuk is speaking about? Ilema lifne yiyush. If it's speaking about that the Bailam wasn't miyayish, lama likra pshite. That means like this. If it's speaking about Reuven stole a behemoth from Shimon, Shimon is not miyayish. Shimon called up the police and he's on the track of getting back his behemoth from Reuven. And Reuven saw that it's bitter. I magdish the behemoth. It's ridiculous. You magdish the behemoth. You magdish Shimon's behemoth. Can be magdish the Williamsburg Bridge. Why you can be magdish the behemoth? It's not your behemoth. It's push it. So that can't be the case. That I don't need a posik for this. If Shimon wasn't miyayish, so Reuven can't be magdish the behemoth. He says it's a kol. It's a galachta. It's Shimon's behemoth. It's not a kol. It's nothing. So memele. So it's push it. I don't need a meat called bonoi v'loy agosl. That's poshut. So if it's talking about before yiyush, I don't need a posik. It's poshut that Reuven can be magdish to behemet. Ilay malif ne yiyush lo malikha pshite. It's poshut. El olav la'acha yiyush. Shma mino yiyush loikoni. So speaking about la'acha yiyush and yiyush loikoni. Now, in order to understand what the Gemara is saying, we have to see Taisvis. So we have two Taisvis in here that explain the Gemara. Ilay malifne yush lomalikro pshite. Da filu kotshino, afilu was magdishit, ain't a kodish. It's not kodish. The gezel v'loinish yayishu abaylam, shneim ain't yachaylam lahagdish. The gazlan can't be magdishit. The gazlan can't be magdish Shimon's behemoth. So Mamela, I don't need a posik to tell me a miyut kolbo noif leya goes. Shma mino, so speaking about after yush. Shma mino di yush loikoni. Is a right that yush is not kind. The ikoni, because now so this explains. If yush would be kind, Im kein choshev shaper kol bo noi, v'lei mifsum v'sha mitzvah bo b'aveira, hoyel v'hu konoi loi, koidem sheik deishoi, k'moi she'aforish l'kamon be'ezras Hashem. So Taisa says like this, if we will say that Yush is koine, so that means as follows, that he went, this is a big machlokes in this, but this is how this Taisa results. This Taisa says, if Yush is koine, so that means like this. Reuven stole a behemoth Sunday. Right? Monday, Shimon is miyayish. So this behemoth belongs to Reuven. But Yush is koine, he was koine. It belongs to Reuven. This is, he owes Shimon money, but it's Reuven's behemoth. It's Reuven's behemoth. So Taisus holds, if it's Reuven's behemoth, now he could be magdashit. Means even though came to him Sunday through Gzela. That's past history. That's on the Gezel was another Pasha. But in the Pasel of Kolben, we look Basher Husham. Now it belongs to Reuven. Achilik, how it came about, but now it's Reuven's Behemah. Reuven was kind of with Yush. So Memele, so then there should be no problem if Reuven is Magdish the Behemah. Even though he got it not in such a kosher or even, but it won't pass through the kol. This is Shita Satosis over here. So now the Gemara is asking on Rabbi if he was miyayish and Yush is koine, it can't be a pasul the kol. It's Reuven's behemah and it's a kosher kol. It's kol bonoi. It's his kol. It's his behemah and it's his kol. Avo. So that's a kasha on Rabbi if Rabbi holds Yush is koine. Avol iloi koni b'yiyush. But what if he wasn't koni b'yiyush? So now, let's go slowly. We say yiyush is not koni. The Ganef is not koni b'yiyush. So now, Reuven stole the behemoth Sunday. Shimon is Miyayish Monday. Now, Monday, when before Shimon is Magdashit, we'll study who does this behemoth belong to? Shimon. Reuven is the Yish isn't Koine. If we hold Yish is not Koine, not like Rabbi. Aval Eloi Koni be Yish Mifsel. Then it's Posel Akrove. It's a korban, and it's posel hakorban. Now, how does that work? How does it work? It's a korban, and it's posel hakorban. That's one problem. There's another problem. I mean, how did it become a korban? If Yish isn't koine, so it's not my behemoth. So how can I be magdish it? I mean, it's a korban, and it's posel hakorban. So let us just go off on the tangent for 2 minutes, which is very much negaya this tesis. There's a big machlekes harishainim. The din is that yiush v'shini reshus helps, which means as follows. The din is that if Reuven, if all yiush is not koine, Reuven steals something from Shimon. On Sunday, Shimon is Miyayish. Monday. Shimon is Miyayish Monday. It doesn't belong to Reuven, because Reuven isn't Kaine Beyish. Bisuras lo yodai de Zachiyev HaShava. Reuven is not Kaine. Reuven goes over to Levi. He gives it to Levi. You should take it. So the din is Levi is Kaine. It's Levi's. And that is called Yiyush Vishini Rishus. Yish v'shini v'shus. Now, how does this work? Perhaps I tell over a maise for 2 minutes, which speaking about Yish v'shini v'shus, Abisrael Salanta once had a guest. He gave him food, and he told him, for you it's icha kosher. So they just got a little upset. It means, for the Rebbe, but for you it's icha kosher. Well, what do you mean? For me it's icha kosher. For the Rebbe, he says, yeah, 100%. He says, know where I got this food. People give me money. People give me food. Why did they give me? Because they think, I'm a big tzaddik, a big Talmud Chacham. But I know the truth. So by me, I have a big suffix. Maybe it's Kseila. Maybe it's Gezel. But by you, it's Yish v'shini reshus. He was zichem miyayish already. He won't come and take it back from me. So for you, by you, it's Yish v'shini reshus. So Mela, for you, it's zichem kosher. By me, I don't know. Al kopanim. Let's go back to Yish v'shini reshus. But the din is, the Levi is koine. No shail about it. Levi is koine al Yish v'shini reshus. How does this work? So there are 2 mahalchim to understand this. 1 mahalach is a very poshita mahalach. The mahalach is as follows. The mahalach is, Shimon was miyayish. So after yish, he could be zeiche. Now Reuven can't be zeiche because bisuras liyadai, because it's chalon him a chiyav ashova. The chiyav ashova prevents Reuven of being koine. Fine! So Reuven can't be koine. Levi? Levi came into the picture after yish. Shimon was miyayish already. By Levi, it's not Bisuros Eliyodei. He finds an article that the Bailam were miyayish from it already. So Levi goes and takes it. Levi takes it after Yush. By Levi, there's no difference between an Aveda or a Gzela. He didn't steal it. By Levi, it's Beteros Eliyodei. So just like Yush helps by an Aveda, for everyone, by Levi, you shall help by Gneva also. It can't help for Reuven. Because by Reuven's Bisura Saliyodai, the Schalachi of Ashove, he can't be Kaine. Oh no, you can't be Kaine. But Levi? Levi, what's that Levi Gesindig? By Levi, it's Beteiro Saliyodai. Zokterosh, we'll hear what the Chiddush is over here. Zokterosh has a, we paskin like Rabbi, that Yish is koine midarabonon. Mina teir, it's not koine. Only midarabonon is koine. Zikta Rosh, Amar Adik Azach. Now we have here a ganef. Reuven is a ganav. Let's get back to the same scenario. Reuven stole something from Shimon. Shimon was miyayish. Now Reuven, after the yish, Reuven goes over to Rochel. He wants to make a miyayish, something to be mekadesha. Goes over to Rochel, right, mekadeshes. He gives it to Rochel. Zuktarosh amoyzadikazach. Zuktarosh. This thing that he gave over to Rochel belongs to him in a Torah. Because it's yish v'shini reshus. It's us. But she's only mekudesh midrabbana. She's only mekudesh midrabbana. Zuktarosh, why is she mekudesh midrabbana? If it belongs to him in a Torah, why is she mekudesh midrabbana? Zuktarosh, because it doesn't belong to Reuven. If yish is only koina by the ganav midrabbana, she got something. But she didn't get Reuven's money in order to marry an Isha, ki yikach ish Isha. You have to give your money. Not to give Yenim's money. You're giving Shimon's money. It's not your money. You can't be Mekadosh an Isha with this. You have to give your own money. So Memele, no midarabonon, Yish is koine. So midarabonon, the money belongs to Reuven. So midarabonon, she's an Ashes Ish. Mina Toire, she's not an Ashes Ish. That is what the Rosh says. The Rambam says, she's Mekudeshes Minatoyr. Ooh, now that's a problem already. How does she become Mekudesh Minatoyr? Zot the Ragab, the Rab Hamagid. So the Rab Hamagid says, Pshat, in this Rambam as follows. Afal gav de kaimelon de yish bilvad einay kaine. Yish isn't kaine. So if Yish is in Koine, so how could she be an Eishas Ish Minatoyer? Hoche, Shehu B'yad Ha'isha, Hare Yesh Kan Yish V'shini Rishus. This Yish V'shini Rishus. V'kivin D'konosoi Hi Af Hu Koine Oisa. If she was Koine, so he was Koine. So it's his also. So Mamela, that's why she's Mekudesh Minatoyr. Now, this sounds very difficult to understand. Ziktav Nemiluim Shat, Drava Magid. Shini Rishus is Alomdis. Shini, just like there's a Kenyan Shinui, that if the physical stature of the Chayfet changed, so the Ganev is Koine, there's a Kenyan Shinui, there's a new Kenyan of Shini Rishus. If the Ganev change the rishus of where the chayfetz was till now, before it was in his rishus, and now it's in someone else, I made it go in someone else's rishus, and it's after yiyush, we have to understand the chesed, but this is yiyush v'shini rishus. By changing over the rishus of the chayfetz, so this gufa is a kinyan for the ganav. It's a kinyan shinui. It's a kinyan of shini rishus. The shini rishus, this is the lashon of the Avnei Miluim, shini kemo shini maise. Ele boi bahadei yiyush. This shini works together with yiyush. Let's not go into the mechanics, how it works at the present time. But we have here, there's a concept of Shini Rishus, and Shini Rishus works only after Yiyush. There is a concept of Kinyan Shinui Al Yedei Yiyush. And through this Kinyan Shinui, the Ganav is Koine. This is the Lashon of the Rav HaMagid. The Rav HaMagid says, V'kivin v'konosoi hi af hu Koine oisa. That means his making the Shini Rishus, through the Shini Rishus, he acquires it himself, and she's koine from him. This is how the Rambam learned Pshat in Yish v'Shini Rishus. So therefore it's considered she got his money, because this whole Cheshbin makes it, the Shini Rishus makes it his. Now, if a person is makriv of magdish a korban, we hold yish is not koine. If we hold yish is not koine, so it's not mine. But I'm going to be magdish it. So I want to make a shini rishus. I'm saying it should belong to Gavoya. So, als Yish Vishini Rishus, it will belong to Gevoya, because that's a kinyan for me also. That means through the Shini Rishus that I make, it becomes mine to be Magdashit. It works. It works this, that's how it works, the Shini Rishus, after Yish makes it mine to be Magdashit. So it's his and it's hers. So it's mine and it's Hegdashit. Fine. So Memele, so that's how, so now, it says in the Pasuk, Kol bo noi v'loi hagos. So we're speaking about, he stole a behemoth, and he was magdish the behemoth, and the behemoth is posel lakrov. So now the Gemara asked the kasha like this. How is it speaking about? If it's speaking of, there's no yish. So the hegdish wasn't chal. The whole thing is the galachter. He's magdish yenim's behemoth, and then it's nothing ever became hegdish. It's yenim's behemoth, it's chulin. Nothing more to talk about. So we have to say it's speaking about he was Miyayish. Now, if Yush is coin, Abai is asking, if Yush is coin, so it's Reuven, it's his behemoth, it's his already. So Mamela, what's wrong with the Kolben? It's his behemoth, his magdashit, that's called Kolbonoi, no problem whatsoever. So we have to say that Yush is not coin. Yush is not coin. No, through the Hegdish, the Hegdish was used as a tool to make it yours for a Kolben. So what did you do? You used Hegdish to enable you to completely take it away from the Bailim. See what you're doing with Hegdish? You're making, so the Hegdish was Messiah you to make it into a Kolben. That's how it worked. Such a Kolben, the Ben Shum doesn't want. This is not Lerotz. That means it wasn't yours, but you used Hegdish to make it yours, and now you want it to be to Merutze for a Kolben. No. This is not Merutze for a Kolben. So Memele, so that's how Abaya understood, Pshat and the Smiyat. Now it's very good, the Smiyat. But that is only if Yish is not Koine. It has to be speaking about after Yish. And it has to be speaking about there was Yish Vishini Rishus. That's what it has to be, or else the pasuk doesn't make sense. Without Yish, so it's something not a Kolben. But you, Rabbi, you hold that Yish is Koine. You, Rabbi, you hold that Yish is Koine. So if Yish is Koine, so it should be a kosher Kolben. So it has to be speaking about, so it's mukhach from this posik that Yish is not koin. And the whole Kolben comes about through Yish Vishini Rishus, and that the Torah Pasol. So Zarai and not like Rabbi. Now let us see Inabenik and Taisvis. Now, this Lomdis, what we said, is a Kinyan of Yish Vishini Rishus. There's also a Kinyan of Yish Vishini Hashem. It also works the same way. That after Yish, and I created Ashini Hashem, it has a different name. Before it was Chulan, and now it's Hegdish. There's also such a kinyan of Yish Vishini Hashem. Now let us see Taisus. Avali Eloikoni B'Yish. But if you say that he wasn't going to be Yish, Mifsel, so then the Kolben is possible. Then I understand why the Kolben is possible. If he wasn't going to be Yish, so how does it become a Kolben? Kodeshu, it is a Kolben. Ach gav dakati lo yoda taime deshini Hashem. Even though the Gemara did as yet not know the time of Shini Hashem, the Koma lekama mikor chulan bahashta hegdish, the Gemara later is machadish to such a shinoi of Shini Hashem. A shini of a name is also called a shini, but the Gemara now did not know this. Mikol mokim yeshkan yish v'shini rishus, but there's yish v'shini rishus. That's how the Gemara understood it. There's yish v'shini rishus. So memele. So that was Abaye's kasha. Abaye said, if we don't learn like Rabbi. So Mamela Yish is not Koine, so it becomes a Kolben for Yish Vishini Rishus. And you used Hegdish as a tool to be Goyme the Gneve. So even though the Kolben is Chal, but it's not Lerotzen. So I have a very good pshat in the Pasuk. But according to you, you hold that Yish is Koine, you don't have any pshat in the Pasuk. That's the Kasha. Now, Tosfos feels always, Ba'oysan kalbona yistein a gazlon chayiv ba'chiyusam. We're speaking about kalbonais, that the gazlon is not chayiv ba'chayis. Now, let us just try to explain a little what Tosfos is saying. There is a concept that Rav Shimon holds, Dovah ha'goyrim lamomen kemomen dami. Dovah ha'goyrim lamomen, that means if I am saving money, let's talk about, let's say like this, there's a kolban oilo, and I was magnish the kolban, but not, that wasn't on the dovah, it was a neder. It was a neder, I said, I'm gonna bring an oilo, and this is the oilo. What'll be if this oiler will get stolen or get lost, or so I have to bring another oiler? I'm responsible. I'm achroi to bring another oiler. So Rav Shimon says a concept. So it's called that even though halachically this oiler doesn't belong to me anymore, it shall gavoye, but it's goyrim lemomen to me. That means through this behema, I don't have to pay different money. If it'll get lost, so I'll have to shell out different money. So it's considered, so I'm saving my money through this behemoth. So there's a lamdas dova hagoyrem lamomen kimomen dami. It's considered like it's still mine. So if someone steals it, they'll have to pay me. It didn't belong to you. No. It's called you stole from me because this behemoth is goyrem lamomen to me. So it's considered my moment. So you stole my moment. You'll have to pay me. This is Shitas Rav Shimon. So Taisis Lecher is going according to Shitas Rav Shimon, and Taisis is saying like this. This whole concept that we said that it's called a Shini Rishus, that by being magdashid, it's considered like it went out of the rishus of the ganav into the rishus gavoya, and it's called yirish vishini rishus. That is dafki if he's not chayiv b'chayis. So it's considered went out of his rishus. If it's speaking about his chayiv b'chayis, so it's considered he still has a nechiz in it. It's still goyim lamomitim. So then it is not considered yirish vishini rishus. That is what Tosfos is saying over here. The Pesuk is speaking about Kobonoi, he made a Kobon, a Reizu, not a Reyalai. That's the end of Tosfos. Let's just mention the Achmer Akasha that the Rashba asks. The Rashba asks a Mordek Akasha. Abaye asked, Rabbi, you hold Yish is Koine, so what's Pshat in the Pesuk? What's Pshat in the Pesuk? So, Lecher, we have to say, Rabbi never said that it's Koine min HaTorah. I mean, Rabbi, I said it's koine. Maybe it's koine minata. Maybe it's koine midrabanan. So lechay, if it's koine midrabanan, so what's the problem with the posik? I mean, so what is Abaye asking him? You said Yush is koine, so it's a kosher kolben. Please. Lechay, this is a ha'ore that the Rashba asks on Abaye's kashin.